Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace to you this day. The psalmist asks a dangerous question. Like if my wife and I are getting ready to go out for an evening and I ask, "Is that what you're wearing?" Or if I taste the sauce on the stove and I say, "Is this what it's supposed to taste like?" The psalmist asks, "Let me hear what God the Lord will speak." Now, apparently, the psalmist has not been given the wisdom that says, don't ask a question about which you don't want to know the answer. Let me hear what God will speak. I don't know about you, but I'm not sure I want to test God in this way most days. On the day when I get frustrated in traffic and yell at the other drivers around me, not always using very nice words, even though the other drivers can't hear me, God certainly can. Shall I ask what God thinks in that moment? Shall I dare to hear what God will say? Or when I've passed by the lady on the street corner who's holding a sign that says, "Homeless, hungry, anything helps." Even though I justify my decision to keep my money to myself, thinking that I don't know if she'll buy food or booze, shall I put God to the test and ask, "God, what do you have to say about this?" It may be that in our world, the greater our sense of personal power and authority, the less we're inclined to ask anyone, much less God, what they think. Why should we? After all, we wouldn't want anyone to think that we lack confidence. Such is the case for the kings of ancient Israel. In particular, King Jeroboam, about whom the prophet Amos had a rather disturbing revelation. Amos lived in the northern kingdom of Israel, about 750 years before Jesus. And like all the prophets, Amos had been called by God to deliver the message, to speak the word of God, to say to the people, "This is what God has to say." To speak to the world about God's call to faithfulness and justice. Of course, for those who are living faithfully and with a bend toward justice for all people, the prophet's words can be encouraging and comforting. But for those who would rather look out for themselves first and ignore the lady on the corner holding a sign, well, that prophet's words can bite and sting. King Jeroboam was definitely among the latter. Amos chapter 7 starts off with a vision in which God shows Amos a plumb line. A plumb line is a tool used by builders to make sure that walls are straight. Nowadays, they use lasers. But not even too long ago, builders would stretch a line between two pegs so that each brick could be laid in a nice, straight line. It can also be used like a level to determine if an already built wall is indeed straight. God's message is that while God's plumb line for expected faithfulness is straight and true, the wall that is Israel's behavior toward each other and to the world is far from straight. God says, "Look, Amos, is the life of my people true to my expectations?" And all Amos can respond is, no, it is certainly not. That's right, God says. Not true at all. So away with Jeroboam. Away with Israel. Away with their sanctuaries and festivals, their legacy and their heritage. Let me hear what God speaks, says King Jeroboam to Amos. But he really doesn't want to hear what God has to say. People of power and influence rarely do. So what do you think? Who's ready to ask the question next? Shall we ask it about the way we've lived this past week? Shall we ask it about the thoughts of our hearts and minds? Shall we ask it about our dedication to the work of God through our church? Let us hear, O Lord God, what you have to speak about our lives, about our faithfulness to your call to love one another and all people in our community and throughout the world. Let us hear what you have to speak about the justice that we have not allowed toward the least of our sisters and brothers, about our generosity, our compassion, our welcome for the stranger among us. In The Hunger Games, a novel and a movie adaptation by Suzanne Collins, about a future in which people are manipulated and controlled by a government that takes from the poor and gives to the rich, one of the characters, PETA, is kidnapped and tortured to the point that he doesn't know what's true in his life. Even the presence of loved ones causes him to lash out in violence because he thinks that they're enemies. But the main character, Katniss, comes up with a plan to help PETA. True or not true, they quiz one another. My favorite color is orange, true or not? PETA asks Katniss in order to verify that she really does know him. And Katniss responds, you used to give me bread that was meant for the pig slop. True or not true? She asks this to help PETA learn to trust her. True or not true, we might ask about the steadfast and faithful love of God. The psalmist dares to ask the question, God, you've seen my inner heart. You've heard my ungrateful desires. You know my unfaithfulness. True or not? Can I be forgiven? If only King Jeroboam would allow himself to stay faithful for the sake of God's people. If only King Herod could live with himself if he refused the gruesome request for the head of John the Baptist. What will it take for us to let go of our insistence on power and influence and control? To quote the author of Ephesians, in Christ, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. True or not true? true.